or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Also with us is Dan Kahn, who's a criminal defense attorney based in Los Angeles. Mr. Kahn, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Larry. Appreciate being here.
Do you think that in this case, the man who pled guilty could have gotten a harsher sentence than he did?
Well, yeah, he could have. And, yeah, just coming from a criminal defense perspective, he could have been sentenced up to 10 years in prison. So, you know, maybe it's the environment that I practice in, where when people are prosecuted, at least more and more, they're being sentenced to more and more time. The initial plea bargain offers are getting higher and higher. I think Mr. Boucher did okay in this case. Again, under vehicular manslaughter law, he could have served up to 10 years in prison, and then he could have served up to 5 years on parole after that. Here, he's getting no jail time. He'll have to perform 1,000 hours of community service, which isn't the worst thing in the world, and he'll be placed on formal probation for 3 years. That's not that bad for having caused someone's death. Now, given that, this type of charge is what's called a wobbler, meaning that after a certain amount of time, a judge can knock this down to a misdemeanor. So he could walk away from this case with a misdemeanor. And I think the reason why in this case he was charged so harshly is probably because, A, he was going down a hill, which isn't uncommon in San Francisco, but also he had that GPS device, which I've never heard of before, which sounds like it encourages people to drive, or at least to ride, as fast, if not faster than they have before. And it sounds like he was using that device to either go as fast as he'd done before or even faster. And I think that that probably showed enough level of recklessness to persuade the prosecutor, in this case, to levy a charge of felony vehicular manslaughter. So I think in the general scheme of things, he did okay. He may have been able to do a little bit better. A better plea deal would have been to plead out to a misdemeanor, even with a little bit of jail time. But a felony with 1,000 hours of community service and the opportunity to have the charge reduced to a misdemeanor later on isn't that bad.